The Face of Deception by Iris Johansson. Read by Laurel Lefko. Prologue. Diagnostic Classification Facility, Jackson, Georgia, January 27th, 11:55 p.m. It was going to happen. Oh God, don't let it happen. Lost. She'll be lost. They'll all be lost. Come away, Eve. You don't want to be here. It was Joe Quinn standing beside her. His square boyish face was pale and drawn beneath the shadow of the black umbrella he was holding. There's nothing you can do. He's had two stays of execution already. The governor's not going to do it again. There was too much public outcry the last time. He's got to do it. Her heart was pounding so hard it hurt her. But then at that moment everything in the world was hurting her. I want to talk to the warden. Quinn shook his head. He won't see you. He saw me before. He called the governor. I've got to see him. He understood about... Let me take you to your car. It's freezing out here and you're getting soaked. She shook her head, her gaze fixed desperately on the prison gate. You talk to him. You're with the FBI. Maybe he'll listen to you. It's too late, Eve. He tried to draw her under his umbrella, but she stepped away from him. Oh, Jesus, you shouldn't have come. You came? She gestured to the horde of newspaper and media people gathered at the gate. They came. Who has a better right to be here than me? Sobs were choking her. I have to stop it. I have to make them see that they can't. You crazy bitch. She was jerked around and found herself facing a man in his early 40s. His features were twisted with pain, and tears were running down his cheeks. It took a minute for her to recognize him. Bill Verner. His son.